Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
This ChatGPT situation, well, how will it affect Microsoft and Apple stock specifically, being that at Microsoft is the $30 a month subscription, and Apple is announcing they, you know, they're coming out with their own. So how will it impact their stock?
To the moon. Even if they only get 4 million people, which they're probably getting more, that's 120 million per month, not factoring in churn. Microsoft and Apple are just finding more ways to be more dominant. And unlike the 1990s and early 2000s, they're finding a way to do so at scale and give people what they want. Conversation that we had earlier, you know, about the people have to vote you, and unanimously Apple has been voted as the most favorite tech company, and Microsoft is finding a way to be more beloved amongst enterprise. Well, stock is going to keep getting better. Like everything that you like, Apple and Microsoft are like LeBron in its regards. Like, it took all the criticism and adapted his game to that. At one point, LeBron can't shoot the three well. He's not being physical enough in the post. He always looks to make the right play and not be aggressive. He took all that criticism and became better. Apple's done the same thing. They could have just leaned on the iPhone sales and iPad sales forever. They did not. They're constantly finding ways to innovate. As soon as Meta decided to go be a metaverse company, Apple said, okay, let me make some hardware for that sector. They're still working on a wallet and the blockchain stuff. They've just been quiet about that. And then all of a sudden, here comes AI. And then they adjust and put a team on there to make one of the better large language models there. Like the biggest companies on, there's a reason why they're number one and number two. And I know everyone once a month, like not everyone, frequently people ask me, hey, what's the new Apple and Microsoft? Apple and Microsoft. Because if you get big enough to get hot enough, they're going to buy you out. This is how business is done. And when 50 was the hottest thing on earth, Jimmy and Dre and M all got together and say, hey, let's all go in on this deal.
Yeah, let's just talk about the profits real quick, Ian. So, I mean, if we talk even at a 5%, right? So if we go with that number of 400 million users on Office 365, you take that number, right? You get 5% of the people, you're at 20 million. 20 million times $30 a month, you got $600 million a month. $600 million a month for a product that you already have, from a product that people are used to and are very familiar with and have loyalty to, right? I don't, I mean, people use that. I don't know how many people use Pages in enterprise enterprises. I don't know, but I know people use Microsoft Office, that many. Right?
Yeah.
At 10%, if they have 10% of those subscribers come back and say, all right, we're going to get the subscription. Now you're doing 1.2 to 1.3 billion a month just on that. Just on Microsoft Office. That doesn't even account anybody that decides that, hey, we want to now add this to our economy. We want to put this and implement this into our business. That's just existing customers.
Yeah.
So what do we think about the stock? It looks the rise of Microsoft is going to continue, and it looks promising for the future.
I mean, Satya has done so well that since he's been there in tenure, he's personally made $1 billion. You know how much value you have to drive for a company for you to collect $1 billion over like an 8-year period? Like we keep having these conversations about lists. We need to have a conversation about top five CEOs of this decade. That's way more important than if you think Lil Uzi's I Wanna Rock single was rap or not. Like that shit does not matter. Like these companies are controlling the world. And if we're not involved in them and don't invest in them, we're going to be left behind. Like, I know you guys saw that video where that guy worked at a factory for 30 years and just lost his pension. I hate to say it. This is not going to be the only company. I keep screaming it, and no one wants to talk about it. Chicago's pension fund is almost bankrupt, and no one's saying a word. Chicago will be there in October. Hopefully, we can have a solution for you by then. Things are getting serious. Inflation is getting high. Like, when I saw Spotify and Netflix adjust their pricing model, I'm like, inflation is really hitting, because this is the fastest that I've seen them make a change in terms of our pricing, and more companies are doing it. We have to be very careful. Like, once again, the average car payment is now like $702 to $790. A lot of people say that's too much. No, that's for a normal car. This isn't for a G-Wagon or a Bentayga. This is for like a normal car. Inflation is kicking the world's ass, and we mismatch. But also, too, when you have no inflation, excuse me, when you have 0% interest rates for 14, 15 years, what do you think is going to happen? If you are not investing for the long term, it's going to be the biggest mistake of your life. But thank you guys for being here. And if I've made you money, please put yes in chat.
There it is. There it is. Do you think at some point in the next 3 to 5 years with this technology, being that Apple is going to enter the chat, well, the GPT race, Microsoft is already here in the lead. Does Microsoft pass Apple as the number one company in terms of market cap? Right now, Apple's at over $3 trillion. Microsoft's at 2.6. Do you see it happen in the next 3 to 5 years?
Possibly. If Apple has a couple slips and if this VR project doesn't go as well, The one thing they won't address is that the iPhone market is slowing down dramatically. Mm-hmm. I do think, and shout out to all my Samsung people, I'll give you guys credit. Apple needs to innovate a hell of a lot faster. Like, I know they buy the screens from Samsung, but like, by the time iPhone 17 comes out, it's going to be the same phone as like the 14 Pro Max. I want to see some innovation outside of the camera. I think that's amazing. I think the software is amazing, but like in terms of the phone, we haven't seen much differentiation. Like my guy Drew, like he'll get every new Samsung phone. I'm like, wait, you can put your phone on top of a phone and charge it? I can't do that. Like there are so many innovations I think that we take for granted that are not being used on Apple side. And I think if they were a lot more innovative and not being comfortable there, they could see the sales increase. But we're getting in a very interesting race. Like I think Microsoft has the B2B enterprise side unlocked. Apple has the consumer side unlocked. But if Microsoft is able to get a crossover consumer hit, it could put them in the lead. But that's why I've always said invest in the top two.
Yeah, it makes it interesting because we just talked about this last week and we talk about innovation and what's the new product. Tim Cook, the way it looks is like the new product is new territory. Mm-hmm. Let's go to India. That's a new product. And then I saw reports now that Amazon has decided that they're going to spend $15 billion in India. Mm-hmm. So rather than saying like, all right, we have to come up with a new product, we have to come up with a new product, let's get new customers in new territories. Another strategy.
I mean, I also find it ironic on the political side that there's no money to build up the black middle class, and we sell money to Ukraine to build up India's middle class and China's, but there's no money for black and brown people. Tune into the episode of High Level Conversations with 19 Keys, where some solutions are posed. You understand me? I don't understand how the money out there. Like for those of you like, yo, you just pro Apple and poor Microsoft. I'm like, I'm here to make y'all money. I see the other side of the game too, though. How are all these billions able to be funneled to, like, we literally built India's middle class and China's, and then they became our competition. And now we're going to move some of our most prized companies there.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.